Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a collar and a leash. It's time for a story. Today's story is Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper, and the Dog Sitting Disaster by Carolyn Leiloglu. Chapter 1. Sit. Ding dong. Noah was sprinting down the hall almost before the ding of the doorbell died away. She threw open the door. "Hi, Mrs. Lowell," she said, panting. Mrs. Lowell held the leash of a medium-sized dog with long, floppy ears. Noah bent down to nuzzle the dog, who covered her face in rough, warm licks. "Hello, Noah," said the woman. "Ginger sure likes you a lot." "Well, she certainly licks me a lot," said Noah. Mom walked in from the kitchen, wiping her hands on a towel. "Noah, don't let it lick your face like that. Think of the germs." Mom placed a hand on her forehead. "Hello, Nancy. Are you ready for your weekend away?" "Yes, the car is all packed. I'm just here to drop off Ginger. Thank you for letting Noah watch her. You know, they say a dog's mouth is actually cleaner than a human's." "Well, I still..." Mom began. "Now, Noah," Mrs. Lowell interrupted. "Be sure to feed Ginger twice a day. She likes to be brushed in the evenings before bed. She usually sleeps with us, but I'm sure if you made a little pallet on the floor, she would be fine."
"She sleeps inside?"
Mom arched an eyebrow at Noah. "I thought Ginger was an outside dog."
"Mom, it's just for the weekend," said Noah. "Please, we already promised."
Mom sighed. "Fine." She smiled at her neighbor. "Noah would love a dog, but I'm not really an animal person. Maybe she'll get it out of her system after this weekend." Mrs. Lowell leaned forward and winked. "Or maybe she'll catch the bug." Mom watched Mrs. Lowell walk back across the street. Her lips were a tight line. "Noah, this dog better not make trouble," she said.
"Don't worry, Mom. I've got it under control," Noah said. "Look, I'm taking her for a walk right now."
Mom's face relaxed. "Okay, Noah, just remember, you are not getting a dog, especially not an inside one."
"I know, I remember," said Noah. "I'm going to go show Carlos."
"Be back soon," said Mom. Ginger tugged on her leash as Noah began the short trek around the block. Her best friend, Carlos, didn't live far, and Noah was allowed to walk around the block to his house. But usually, she just took the shortcut over the back fence. She couldn't wait to show him Ginger, even if she was only her dog for the weekend. Carlos had had several pets: a rabbit, a tarantula, frogs he raised from tadpoles, and even a garter snake that got away. Now he just had a betta fish, but he was saving up for something special. Maybe a hedgehog or an iguana. Noah enjoyed playing with Carlos's pets, but it never seemed quite fair. How was she supposed to grow up to be a zookeeper when she'd never had even one pet? At least with Ginger, she could imagine what it would be like to show off her first pet to Carlos. Noah waved to neighbors as she and Ginger strolled the sidewalk. Ginger trotted along by her side, stopping occasionally to sniff a tree or examine a mailbox. Noah pictured herself walking her own dog. It would be a huge Saint Bernard. She would bury her face in his soft brown and white fur. Maybe he could carry her backpack for her, or even pull a wagon. And Noah was sure when Mom saw what good care she took of Ginger, she would change her mind about letting her have a dog. Noah would do all the work. Ginger wouldn't be any trouble at all, even if she was an inside dog. Mom would see. And if Mom caved, convincing Dad would be a piece of cake. Or a dog biscuit. Lost in her daydream, Noah nearly walked right past Carlos's house.
Chapter 2. Fetch. Noah probably would have kept walking if Carlos hadn't opened his front door just then. He had a basketball tucked under his arm, ready to shoot hoops in his driveway. Carlos's mouth dropped open in surprise. The ball dropped from his arm and bounced down the sidewalk toward Noah.
I can't believe your mom let you get a dog.
Noah scooped up the basketball with her free hand. Just for the weekend. Unfortunately. I'm dog sitting for one of my neighbors. Her name's Ginger.
Cool, said Carlos. What's the dog's name?
That is the dog's name, goofball, said Noah. My neighbor's name is Mrs. Lowell.
Yeah, I knew that, said Carlos. What kind is she? The dog, I mean.
I think she's a type of spaniel, said Noah.
Can she fetch? Carlos asked.
I don't know, said Noah. I guess all dogs can fetch, right?
Carlos found a stick lying in the grass. He picked it up and waved it at Ginger.
Can you fetch, girl? He asked.
Ginger barked and jumped around. Her tail flapped back and forth like a windshield wiper. I think that's a yes, said Noah. She grinned as she unhooked Ginger's leash from her collar. Carlos threw the stick, and Ginger dashed after it, ears flapping. She snatched the stick and lay on the grass to gnaw it.
Bring it back, girl, said Carlos.
Ginger kept gnawing. Come on, Ginger. Come on back, said Noah. Ginger didn't even look up.
I don't think she knows how to fetch, said Carlos.
She can fetch just fine, said Noah. She just doesn't know how to bring it back. We can teach her.
They walked toward Ginger, who continued to ignore them. Just as they were about to reach her, she grabbed the stick in her teeth and bolted down the street. Noah and Carlos chased after her, but every time they got close, Ginger ran again.
This isn't working. If I lose Ginger on my first day, Mom will definitely never let me get a dog, said Noah. Not to mention, Mrs. Lowell wouldn't be too happy either. We need a plan.
Like what? Said Carlos.
Like something she wants more than that stick.
How about another stick? Carlos suggested.
I doubt it, said Noah. If only we had some food.
I've got a granola bar in my pocket, said Carlos.
Noah stared at him. You took a granola bar with you to play basketball in your driveway?
What? Said Carlos. I thought I might get hungry.
But you're at your house. You could just go inside, said Noah.
Hey, do you want it or not?
Yes, said Noah. As long as it doesn't have chocolate, that's like poison for dogs.
Nope, we were out of chocolate ones.
Okay, let's try it.
Noah took the bar and unwrapped it. Ginger's ears perked up, and she raised her head toward them. Her full attention was on that bar. Noah broke off a small piece and tossed it to Ginger, who caught it in her mouth.
Come here, Ginger, and I'll give you some more, Noah called.
One step at a time, Ginger walked toward them. She wanted that granola bar. But did she want it enough to give up her freedom? Finally, she came close enough that Carlos could grab her collar. Noah fed her the rest of the bar and petted her.
Okay, where's the leash? Said Carlos.
Noah stuck both hands in her pockets. Empty. I guess I left it in your yard, she said.
They took turns holding Ginger's collar on the way back to Carlos's house. It was uncomfortable to walk half hunched over, and Ginger had led them 3 blocks away.
Next time, said Carlos, on his turn to lead Ginger, we play in the backyard.
Well, at least she got her trouble out now, said Noah, and Mom wasn't even there to see it. We'll just stick to fetching in the backyard. I'm sure the rest of the weekend will be fine.
Chapter 3. No.
Noah couldn't have been more wrong. Ginger tossed folded clothes all over the floor. She chewed up one of Dad's new tennis shoes. And then she disappeared for a few minutes. Noah looked everywhere until...
Eek!
Mom's scream led her right to Ginger, curled up in the middle of her parents' bed. The last straw was when Ginger snatched a steak right off the counter. That's it, said Mom. That dog belongs outside.
I'll order a pizza, said Dad.
But outside, things weren't any better. Ginger dug up Mom's newly planted pansies. She left claw marks on the back door, scratching to come in. And she howled so loudly that Dad finally let her back inside so he could enjoy watching basketball in peace and quiet. You can have it inside, but it absolutely must stay in your room, Noah, said Mom. But even with all the trouble Ginger caused, Noah loved every minute of having a dog. Noah was disappointed when Mrs. Lowell arrived an hour earlier than expected to pick up Ginger.
How did everything go? Asked Mrs. Lowell.
It was just great, said Noah. Thanks for letting me watch her.
Well, thank you, she said. And I know you weren't expecting to get paid, but here's a little something for your trouble.
She handed Noah a $5 bill.
Thanks, Mrs. Lowell, Noah said. $5 wasn't much, but she didn't care.
The real reward was having a dog for a couple of days and pretending like it was really hers.
I'd be happy to watch her anytime.
Noah glanced at Mom. Her eyes widened and her lips pressed together.
Glad you're back, Nancy, Mom said. I'm sure you want to go home and rest.
Mrs. Lowell smiled.
Thanks again, Noah.
She and Ginger turned and walked across the street. Mom shut the door and heaved a sigh.
Phew, I'm glad that's over. I hope you got your fill of pets, Noah, because we are never getting a dog.
Mom walked quickly to the kitchen to scrub her hands and everything else. Noah slumped to her room, flopped onto her bed, and stared out the window. She heard her mom begin vacuuming up any last traces of Ginger. Noah closed her eyes, imagining a world where she had a pet. Lots of them. Will Noah ever get her own pet? Find out in Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper and the Garage Sale Pet. Noah took such good care of Ginger. Once she figured out not to let her off her leash. It can be challenging to take care of a dog. When they're bored, they might chew on things. You can't forget to feed them or refill their water dish. They need to go outside to use the bathroom. And they need plenty of exercise and attention. It is a lot of work. Not everyone has the time and ability to really care for a dog. If you live in a place where it's challenging to get outside, because of the weather, because of your neighborhood, or if you live in a small apartment, it makes owning a dog even harder. Not all grown-ups are interested in having a dog in their house. There are lots of kids out there, like Noah. Kids who wish that they could have a dog or a different kind of pet. But a kid can't always make that decision for their family. The whole family has to agree before bringing a dog into their home. Sometimes you need to wait until you're older.
or even all grown up, before you can make your own decisions about whether or not to have a pet. I think that's one of the hardest parts about being a kid. A lot of things in your life are out of your control. This story, Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper, and the Dog Sitting Disaster, is the prequel to a longer story, Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper, and the Garage Sale Pet. A prequel is a short story or book that comes before the main story or book. What do you think happens in the next story, Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper, and the Garage Sale Pet? Do you think Noah will be able to have a pet of her own? If you're curious to find out what happens next, Noah Green, Junior Zookeeper, and the Garage Sale Pet is available on Amazon. Or you can look for it at your local bookstore or library. Thank you to author Carolyn Leiloglu for introducing us to Noah Green and for sharing this story with us today. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. I'll see you next week.